This is Juno Afternoon on Monday, October 15th, 2018. Scott Burton, your host today. It's about 6 minutes past the hour, and I have two individuals here who are going to tell us about Southeast Alaska Independent Living, the 25th anniversary gala.
I know. It's so many. You can't even remember.
There's a lot going on here. Kim Kiefer and Tristan Knutson-Lombardo, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott.
It's an honor to have you here. 25 years of Southeast Alaska Independent Living. Tristan, when did it start and what do you do?
Yeah, it's a great story. So a lot of people know us by our acronym, SAIL. We are Southeast Alaska's Aging and Disability Resource Center. So today, 25 years later, we serve seniors and people with disabilities, all ages, any disability across all of Southeast Alaska. But 25 years ago was a little bit of a different story. Back then, there was a request from the federal government to start what's called a Center for Independent Living in Southeast Alaska. That's what SAIL is, a Center for Independent Living. And there were three applicants that applied. REACH was actually awarded the grant back then. And in their proposal, they said, we're going to start the model in our offices. But then after 2 or 3 years, we're going to spin off and the organization will become its own entity. But we're going to get them started. And that was really important. REACH provides really critical, important services here in northern Southeast Alaska. But they, for the most part, serve folks with developmental disabilities. And SAIL, we're a cross-disability organization. So we had to spin off. For those that know Dennis McMillan, who used to run the 4-Acre Group, he calls it the test tube model. So we were kind of born in a test tube, and then we, 25 years later, here we are. And so we're here to celebrate those 25 years. And in celebrating those 25 years, we're honoring both Kim Kiefer and Jeff Reclow. We have Kim with us here in the studio. But a lot of people, when we talk about SAIL's greater mission of making inclusive and accessible communities across Southeast Alaska, it doesn't happen in a vacuum. It really takes key people in the community, advocates, volunteers, supporters, who also share that same vision and can tackle it from a different standpoint or point of view to really continue to push for those. We really believe that people with disabilities are their own best advocates, and people want to make those choices to live in the community of their choice, in the setting of their choice, and that's a really personal choice. So independence looks different for everybody, and we're really excited to honor Jeffra and Kim for the work that they've really done in collaboration with SAIL over the years.
And this will be this Saturday at 6 p.m.
Saturday, 6 p.m., Centennial Hall. It's a big birthday party.
All right. Kim, can you give us a few examples of how you've interacted with SAIL over the years?
Sure. I first interacted with SAIL just as they were getting going as part of the city ADA committee. So we had a committee before the ADA.
Remind us, ADA?
Americans with Disabilities Act. And so we had a committee back in the 80s that looked at accessibility for facilities. You know, that was the primary focus, was more the mobility issues. One, because it's a little bit easier to deal with when you talk about widths of doors and slopes when you're going in and out of buildings. And so we have been partnering, we as the city partnered with SAIL way back then, and a lot of volunteer time with them, as well as an ongoing supporter of what they do. For me, SAIL is very important. My dad had MS and ended up in a wheelchair, and having him be able to experience the out of doors by being able to go on the airport trail, being able to go on the CAX trail, the CAX Rewind Day, the trail that goes along Mendenhall River, that was really important for him to get back outside. Juneau's a difficult place when you have any kind of mobility issues. And so in being able to do that, or being able to go fishing at Twin Lakes, my dad and I used to spend hours out on the boat fishing. Well, it got to the point where he could not transfer and get himself into the boat anymore. So being able to go to the pier at Twin Lakes and go fishing with my dad, that was really important. And I wanted everybody to have that opportunity, because Juneau's a welcoming, loving community, and we welcome and want everybody to be able to have their place here.
Tristan, what's one of your favorite examples to share of activities that you support?
Yeah, I think, you know, one that comes to mind immediately is the Project Playground rebuild mm-hmm. here. In the first go around, roughly a little more than 10 years ago, SAIL was the nonprofit umbrella with the focus of making sure that that playground was accessible to as many youth of as wide a range of abilities as possible. What we found out the first go around was we learned a lot of lessons. Some things we thought were accessible wasn't. The infamous surface that ended up going up in flames also really wasn't as rollable as it was kind of sold to us. And so if there was any silver lining in the rebuild, it was that we got to take those lessons learned and implement them in this new build. And really that what I like about that story is that it was more than just SAIL. SAIL brought our energy, our expertise, our excitement, but really the whole committee, the whole steering committee, both builds, both go-arounds, really embraced it and welcomed that into making this really a community project. And that's, I think, when we're at our best as a community.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Tristan Knutson-Lombardo and Kim Kiefer about this Saturday's Southeast Alaska Independent Living 25th Anniversary Gala. Tristan, how did Kim get on your radar?
The last few years we've been soliciting nominations from the community to say who are people in the community that have inspired personal independence for you, who have been advocates for issues that are most important to seniors, to folks with disabilities. Sarah Besser actually wrote a really nice nomination on nominating Kim Kiefer. And so we were like, of course, actually, Kim would be a great person to honor. And we're excited that it worked out. You know, it's you got to kind of figure out who's traveling and back in town and all that. But it really spoke to the years of Kim's public service and advocacy, starting in Parks and Rec on up through a city manager. The ADA committee that Kim talked about, the city started that before the ADA was even in law, was in existence. There was no ADA law, as Kim mentioned. And I think that, we really rely on our people in the community outside of SAIL that we can work together, put our energy together to make good things happen. And so we're just really excited to be honoring Kim and Jeffra.
Tell us about Jeffra.
Jeffra was for those that don't know Jeffra Clow, she was the ski and snow sports school and marketing director for Eagle Crest. She worked for about 25 years up on the mountain, and we would not have adaptive snow sports opportunities that we have today without Jeffra. A lot of people recognize SAIL's ORCA program, our recreation program up there on the weekends in the winter, providing adaptive ski lessons, snowboard lessons, kind of ski buddies or assistants. But Jeffra really helped be a part of the push to get accessible adaptive snow sport lessons available anytime on the mountain when mainstream lessons are happening. So if you have a disability and you want to take a ski lesson and our ORCA program is not up on the mountain, say it's a Monday or a Friday, you can walk up to the ticket counter and you can get a lesson that meets your needs, whatever those are, because Jeffra was such a staunch advocate of making sure that not just ORCA SAIL staff were trained in adaptive snow sports lessons, but so are Eagle Crest instructors, so that we could work together to make sure we're meeting those community needs.
Kim, you've touched on it already a little bit, speaking about your dad, but thinking about accessibility and independent living, mm-hmm. why are you passionate about that? Can you expand on that a little bit more, please?
It's part of community. I mean, we all live here and we all want to have the opportunity to experience Juneau. I was telling Tristan the other day when the tram was first being discussed, I'm like, I don't know. And then I flipped it and thought the tram provides opportunity for people that can't hike up that trail to be up above treeline and look down the channel on a gorgeous day. That's so everybody has that opportunity. And that's what's important. We are a community. And we value everybody here, and we want everybody to have those opportunities. And I need to say, I didn't do this. I may be the one being recognized, but Sarah Besser, there were a lot of people on the committee for the last 30 years that have been doing this work, and there's a lot of people still out there doing the work, and we need them to continue to do that work. It's not, we're not done. We're always looking for new things. Just like Tristan said with Project Playground, we have a new surface material there that we didn't have 12 years ago when we were planning it. So we need people looking and always looking for that next better way to do things.
Tristan, what can we expect on Saturday night?
Saturday night, the doors open at 6 o'clock. We have Vicki Van Fleet and Jim Knoll providing some wonderful music for the first hour. We'll have hors d'oeuvres. The bars are open. The silent auctions will be laid out, open for bidding. We plan to get dinner going about 6:40, 6:45, and then the program starting at 7. And that'll include both Kim and Jeffra, as well as live dessert auctions, other auction items. We have a couple cruises, Alaska Airline tickets, and other smaller, more tangible things for some folks. It's really really a fun evening that we just get to celebrate sales 25 years and reminisce. Like Kim was mentioning, there are a lot of people over our years that have been huge disability advocates that have either moved out of town or unfortunately passed away. You know, I think about people like Ken Dean or Don Brandon, people that really made significant impacts to not just Juneau but Alaska and also the Pacific Northwest, and received national recognition for the work that they do. And so it'll be an opportunity to kind of reminisce and share those stories.
SAIL is indeed a nonprofit, right?
Mm-hmm.
How does this factor in as part of your fundraising? Is this a big deal?
It is a big deal. This is our biggest fundraiser of the year. And we increasingly see individual donors and supporters, community members, being a larger portion of our sustainable revenue. I mean, I'm sure I'm preaching to the chorus here that Alaska is having tough fiscal times, and the more that the community recognizes the work that we do and is able to support that, the more that we're able to be flexible and dynamic in meeting community needs. And so this fundraisers like this are a big part of our operating budget.
Where can people get tickets?
They can find them on our website, sailinc.org, S-A-I-L-I-N-C. Or they can call us at 586-4920, or they can stop by our office. We're at the corner of Hospital Drive and Glacier Highway. For those that have been in Juneau long enough, it's where the birth center used to be. We're in that building. So,
and I've been to this gala before, and I know that I've had friends who have purchased full tables to bring their friends and family.
Yes, and actually, that's a great reminder. Tickets are $55 each, but if you get a table of 10, it's $500. So if you spend a little money, you actually save money.
That includes dinner, entertainment, all of these things, and supports everything you've been talking about?
Exactly.
All right. It's 6 p.m. Doors open this Saturday at Centennial Hall. We've been speaking with Tristan Knutson-Lombardo and also Kim Kiefer, one of the honorees for this 25th anniversary gala. Before we go, Kim, can you give us a sort of a positive note or another experience, something to think about in independent living and accessibility?
You know, I think we all experience different levels of ability as we go through life. So right now I'm very fortunate to be a temporarily able-bodied person, but I don't know tomorrow if that changes. And so the work that SAIL has been doing for 25 years is the work for all of us, because we don't know what tomorrow will bring.
Okay. Tristan, what is the website once more for tickets for Saturday?
Sailinc.org, S-A-I-L-I-N-C.
6 p.m. this Saturday at Centennial Hall. Kim and Tristan, thank you so much for coming on the show. Anything else either of you'd like to add?
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you,
we
Scott.
Look forward to seeing everyone. It's a big party.
All right.